weapons and conning. The guidance system will go in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Steve. This month, Studio Classroom talks to Vivian Tanafrancia about making the perfect cup of coffee. Since 1991, Tanafrancia and her husband have been importing beans, developing drinks, and promoting coffee culture. They currently own and operate Taipei's Italian Coffee Company, which has some great coffee and some great food as well. Let's get our magazines out and turn to page 16 as we continue asking our expert how to make one of the world's most popular drinks.
The perfect cup of coffee. Does it matter how beans are ground?
It doesn't matter if beans are ground by hand or machine, but the coarseness of the granules does matter. Coarse granules are usually for French presses or drip coffees. Finer ones are good for espresso machines. When you grind the beans is also important. Our shop grinds beans only when an order is placed. If you store ground beans, they won't stay fresh very long.
What do you need to make your own great coffee at home?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Linda.
And I'm Chelsea. And thanks for joining us for our second day of asking our expert Vivian all about what it means to make the perfect cup of coffee. Now, yesterday we learned quite a lot. We learned that there are many fundamental things you need to think about if you're going to make your own coffee at home, like your coffee beans and the water temperature and the type of water you use. And we also learned that getting the coffee from the plant to the pot is a very long and complicated process. Now, today we start out by asking our expert Vivian, does it matter how beans are ground? Now, Linda, I'm a little bit confused. Usually when I think about the ground, I think about the ground, what I'm walking on, the opposite of the sky or the ceiling.
That's right. But if we look here, we see that ground is a verb, okay? So when we grind something, it means that we basically are like cutting it up with a machine. We can't grind something with our hands by chopping it into small pieces, but we grind something up with a machine that go. Usually we think of it, it's going round and round.
And that's a major part of making coffee. If you buy coffee as a whole bean, then before you can drink it, you have to grind the coffee beans. So that's a good verb to know if you're going to be a coffee drinker or if you already are. And so Vivian gives us a very good answer about this question, does it matter how the beans are ground? And Linda, what does she say?
Well, she says it doesn't matter if beans are ground by hand or machine, but the coarseness of the granules does matter. Now, we have some new words in here that we should take a look at. First of all, what does that word coarseness mean?
Well, when we're talking about coarseness, we're usually talking about the texture of something. And if something is coarse, that means that it probably has a very rough texture and not very smooth. Now, usually, if we're talking about coarse coffee grounds, those are usually a little bit bigger also. So they're a little bit bigger, and if you would touch them, they might have a rough touch. Now, I also see the word granules here, Linda.
Okay, granule. We have granules are small pieces of something. So if you grind something up, then what you have left are the pieces of it, are the granules of it. Some dictionaries actually say that they are small pieces of grains. We say grains of sand, but we say granules of coffee and granules of sugar. And we see that Coarse granules are usually for French presses or drip coffees. That's probably because there are larger pieces, as Chelsea said, so the water can go through them more easily than if they're finer. What does it say that finer ones are good for, Chelsea?
Well, finer ones are good for espresso machines. Now, remember, espresso is that very, very strong coffee that you can drink that doesn't have any milk in it. And so in order to make that type of coffee, it's important to have fine coffee granules. That means that the process in which you grind it will have to be a little bit different because the fine granules will be much smaller and much smoother. Now, Linda, I have to ask you, when you grind your coffee beans, do you do it by hand or with a coffee grinder?
I do it with a coffee grinder. And actually, our grinder has a couple of settings on it. If we want to make it for our espresso machine, we set it at a finer setting. Mm-hmm. If we want to make drip coffee, then we set it to grind it more coarsely. So when, we see also that when you grind the beans is also important. And you have to be careful. You don't want to grind them too early or too, well, you can't grind them too late or you can't make coffee. So if you grind them too early, they could also become stale. Let's go take a look at Grammar on the Go with Liz right now.
Hi there, friends. How are you today? I hope you're all doing well. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. But today, I'm not really going anywhere. Our article today is about the perfect cup of coffee, so I'm going to enjoy a nice cup of coffee. But before I do, here's today's grammar tip sentence. When you grind the beans is also important. Notice how the sentence begins with when you grind the beans. This is the subject of the sentence. It just means the time when you grind the beans. However, we can just shorten it to when you grind the beans. Normally, we would use WH words like when at the beginning of questions. But for today's grammar tip, we have an example of a WH word being used at the beginning of a noun clause that forms the subject of a sentence. We can do the same with other WH words. For example, where, as in, where we're going to spend the night will be arranged by the travel agent. Why he made such a decision was beyond everyone's understanding. Who Brent's going to marry is none of our business. What we're going to do with the property will be discussed at the meeting. And how the prisoner was able to escape remains a mystery. If you'd like to have some more examples, you can check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's all for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So when you grind the beans is also important. It's probably another one of those fundamental parts of making the perfect cup of coffee. And Vivian's shop only grinds beans when an order is placed. So if you store ground beans, they won't stay fresh very long. So you can't grind them too early or they will go bad.
That's right. And also, we want to say the way that we use coffee, sometimes coffee grounds, we use that term for after you've cooked your coffee, so what's left over. And ground coffee is what you're actually going to make the coffee from. Let's take a look at the last sentence one of the sentences that we asked Vivian. What do you need to make your own great coffee at home? And let's see what Vivian has to say to us.
I'm here again today with Vivian Tenafrancia at the Italian Coffee Company. Thanks for joining us again today, Vivian.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Vivian, I have a question. What's the difference between drip coffee, espresso, and siphon coffee?
Okay, there are three different methods of making coffee beverages. For one, they use different machines. For making espresso, you need an espresso machine. With siphon, you need a siphon machine. And then for drip coffee, you have those very easy to use drip coffee machines. And the difference is siphon uses pressure to make coffee. The espresso also uses pressure, but it makes espresso within like 20 seconds. So it's a very short time. Drip coffee, it takes a longer time where, you know, the you just wait until the coffee is finished dripping into that glass pot that we usually see in very commonly in offices.
How do you make a cup of espresso coffee?
With making any kind of coffee beverages, there's different elements that are important. One, the coffee beans that you're using. Second, the water and the temperature. You need the consistent temperature in order to make a very good cup of coffee. So the machine as well is important. If you use a residential machine and a commercial machine, the kind or the quality of espresso that you get is very different, even though you use the same water, the same coffee beans.
What steps do you go through to make a cup of espresso?
We usually grind the coffee beans when we want to make a cup of espresso. You grind your coffee beans in a coffee grinder. You put the coffee grounds into the portafilter, and then attach it onto the group that is on the espresso machine. And then we usually use a semi-automatic espresso machine. So the buttons are pre-measured. You just need to press on the right button, whether you want to have a one cup or two cups made. And that's how espresso is made.
Vivian, thank you very much for having us and for teaching us so much about coffee.
Welcome back, friends. What should you know about making a good cup of coffee? Well, it's a lot more complicated than you might think. For starters, how the coffee is harvested makes a difference, as does the quality of the equipment you use to roast and grind the beans. Good clean water is a must, and the temperature of that water when it goes through the coffee grounds is very important too. Wow, a lot of things to remember. But don't worry, just keep your Studio Classroom magazine handy and refer to it when you make your next cup of coffee. Let's resume the reading on line 3 over on page 17.
The perfect cup of coffee.
You need to have a good espresso machine and coffee grinder. You also need a stainless steel milk pitcher and a tamper to press down the coffee. I would also recommend getting a brush to clean the machine. Maintaining your machine will help it last a long time.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I drink coffee every day and I feel very passionate about it. There are so many things you can do with coffee and coffee flavors. It's not just coffee. It's an experience.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We hope you're enjoying a cup of coffee while you're listening to us talk about it. And the question we asked before the break is, what do you need at home to make good coffee? And Vivian tells us that we need to have a good espresso machine and coffee grinder. So, do you have those at home, Chelsea?
I do. Well, I don't have a very good espresso machine, but I do have a very good coffee grinder, and it really does make a big difference in how our coffee tastes. And I'm one of those people who likes to make coffee with a French press. And if you don't know what a French press is, maybe that's something you could look up and check out. So a good espresso machine and a coffee grinder are very fundamental, and you also need a stainless steel milk pitcher. Now, when we're talking about stainless steel, we're talking about a very special type of steel that doesn't rust, it doesn't get old and dirty when you keep water in it, and it's very, very good for coffee for several reasons. Now, Linda, you have with you today a stainless steel milk pitcher.
I did. I brought my stainless steel milk pitcher from home so that we can all see. We probably have seen them before. But it's very interesting that she is saying you should use a stainless steel milk pitcher and not a glass milk pitcher. The reason is because it helps your machine operate more efficiently. It heats up the milk and you can go on. It heats it up much faster. The milk can stays hotter in a stainless steel pitcher than a glass one. So if you have an espresso machine and you wonder, why does my milk get cold so fast, or why does it take so long to heat it, think about getting a stainless steel one.
And remember, a pitcher just refers to the word that means a container that has a large opening at the top that holds liquid. And that's exactly what Linda just showed you, a stainless steel milk pitcher. Now, Vivian goes on to say that you also need a tamper. Now, a tamper is another type of special tool that is used when making coffee, and it is used as an instrument that packs things down. And in this case, we are packing down the what?
The coffee, the ground coffee. And I also brought my tamper from home as well. It looks pretty small, but you can tell that it is, if you lift it, it's quite heavy. So when you press it down onto the ground coffee, then you can pack it so that it's very tight. It's weighted at the bottom here, so it's very heavy. You can see that this is like a wood handle, and it has a metal base to it, a metal bottom. So when you push it down, then the ground coffee gets tighter and tighter.
So again, this is all part of the long and complicated process of enjoying a cup of coffee, but really it's not that difficult. Once you have these different items, it's very, very easy to make your own coffee at home. And in the end, I think you end up saving money, because if you're going to a coffee shop every day and buying expensive lattes and cappuccinos and coffee, it really adds up. So if you would just invest a little bit of money in some of your own equipment, you could be making those same drinks for much, much cheaper at your own house. Now, Vivian also recommends something else here, Linda. What does she recommend getting?
Well, she recommends that you get a brush to clean the machine. Sometimes, you know, those little granules of coffee get in there and you can't get them out, and it just maybe will build up and make your machine dirty. But if you get a brush, then you can brush them away very easily so you can clean your machine. It's very important to keep your coffee machine and also your coffee grinder clean, so that the next time you want to put in coffee beans to grind them or make more coffee, that you're getting the clean water, and it also helps your machine to work more efficiently or to work better.
And she recommends all of these things. She recommends a good espresso machine and a coffee grinder and a stainless steel milk pitcher and a tamper and a brush. And if you recommend something, that just means that you suggest that a particular action should be taken. So I recommend that you try a cup of coffee today, and I also recommend that you keep studying English. Now we have one more question for Vivian, and that question is, do you have anything you'd like to add? Anything else you want to tell us about coffee? What does she say, Linda?
Well, she says she drinks coffee every day and she feels very passionate about it. To feel passionate about something means she has a lot of feeling about it. There are so many things you can do with coffee and coffee flavors. It's not just coffee. You can add, if you like vanilla flavor or all different kinds of flavors, you can add them to your coffee and make it taste differently. It's an experience to Vivian, and we hope it'll be an experience for you too. Let's go to the chat room right now, and let's see what Ken and Ashley have to tell us about coffee.
Ken, do you want a cup of coffee?
The library is serving coffee?
Yes. We're having a book club meeting in a few minutes. Do you want to come?
Sure, if there's free coffee.
How do you take your coffee?
Well, I usually take it in a mug. Unless I'm getting it to go, then I use a styrofoam cup.
No, Ken, that's not what I mean.
What do you mean, then?
I'm asking you how you like to drink your coffee. Do you take sugar?
Why did you say take? I'm not taking sugar anywhere.
When asking what you put in your coffee, we say take.
Oh, well, in that case, I don't take anything in my coffee. I don't take sugar or milk.
Then you take your coffee black. Coffee is black when you don't add milk to it.
Really? That's interesting. What other ways can I describe my coffee?
Would you like regular or decaf? Regular coffee has caffeine in it, while decaf does not. Decaf is short for decaffeinated. The caffeine is absent from decaf coffee.
Well, I'm a little tired, and so I need some caffeine. I'll take a regular black coffee.
Coming right up.
How do you take your coffee, Ashley?
Unlike you, I take my coffee with cream and sugar. Sometimes I like to add special flavors.
Wow, you like a lot of things in your coffee.
I don't drink coffee very often, but when I do, it's a treat. Here's your regular black coffee.
That's just how I like it. Thanks, Ashley. 若是有人问你 how do you take your coffee, 不要误会，他并不是问你要如何把咖啡带走。How do you take your coffee 是在问你想要什么样的咖啡。你可以回答 black, 就是不加糖的黑咖啡，或是 with cream only, 只要加奶精，或是 with cream and sugar, 加奶精跟糖。那在美国呢，还有另一个选择 decaf。decaf 的全名是 decaffeinated coffee。字首 D 有着去除拿掉的意思， caffeinated 表示有咖啡因的，因此呢 decaffeinated coffee 就是无咖啡因或低因咖啡。但是因为这个字太长了，所以美国人干脆把它简化到只剩两个音节，变成 decaf。 好，我们下次图书馆见。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们看G-R-I-N-D, grind, 这个动词。grind 是指碾碎或者是把某个东西磨成粉。注意它的过去式和过去分词是 G-R-O-U-N-D, ground, 和地面这个字是同样的拼法。我们来看一个例句。Coffee beans need to be roasted before they are ground. 咖啡豆要研磨之前必须先烘焙过。ground 这个过去分词也可以当形容词，意思是指磨碎的或者是切碎的。例如 ground pepper 是指胡椒粒，或者是 ground beef 是指牛角肉。继续我们看的是 coarseness 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 coarse 粗糙的这个形容词，后面加上 ness 这个名词的字尾， coarseness 就是指粗糙或粗糙的程度。例如 the coarseness of the fabric makes it really uncomfortable to wear， 这个布料很粗糙，穿起来很不舒服。Coarseness 也指态度或言语的粗鲁，例如 The boy was rejected by his peers due to his coarseness. 这个男孩子因为很粗鲁被同侪排挤。最后我们看的是 recommend 这个动词。 Recommend 在这里是指建议或者是劝告，例如 The doctor recommended that George take a vacation to help ease his stress. 医师建议 George 去休个假来帮助他纾解压力。Recommend 也指推荐，例如 William's former supervisor recommended him for a new position. William 之前的主管推荐他担任新的职位。 And I recommend you to stay tuned for more. Bye bye.
The perfect cup of coffee. Does it matter how beans are ground?
It doesn't matter if beans are ground by hand or machine, but the coarseness of the granules does matter. Coarse granules are usually for French presses or drip coffees. Finer ones are good for espresso machines. When you grind the beans is also important. Our shop grinds beans only when an order is placed. If you store ground beans, they won't stay fresh very long.
What do you need to make your own great coffee at home?
You need to have a good espresso machine and coffee grinder. You also need a stainless steel milk pitcher and a tamper to press down the coffee. I would also recommend getting a brush to clean the machine. Maintaining your machine will help it last a long time.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I drink coffee every day, and I feel very passionate about it. There are so many things you can do with coffee and coffee flavors. It's not just coffee. It's an experience.
Cairo arrival.
Chapter 32. Margaret Hinkle was briefing Barun about the bombing when the phone rang.
Citizen Services, Hinkle. Hello? Who? One moment. They say they have her father. Yes, please let me talk to them. Hello? This is Miss Hinkle with the U.S. Embassy. I hear you have one of our citizens. How may I help you? Yes, she's here with me now. Okay. Jenny, your father...
Dad? Dad, are you all right? Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Mom and I have been worried sick over you. Okay, what is it? Yes, his name is Barun. He's with the embassy. He's been a great comfort to me.
Jenny shot a look of admiration toward Barun. He smiled sheepishly in return.
Dad, they have Kate. We don't know. We were at the... Anyway, it's a long story. She's been kidnapped as well. Oh, Dad, are you all right? Okay, I suppose so. When? 1 minute. Barun, they want to meet me. Alone. No police, but you can go.
Me? Why me?
Because they know I can't go there myself. Here, they're going to give you the directions.
Barun spoke to the captors for about 3 minutes, writing down every word they were saying. Margaret had run out of the office to get someone to trace the call. It was of no use. The terrorists were using Jenny's SIM card, and they hung up before any call tracing could be done.
One website claims that one-third of the world's population drinks coffee. That's a lot of beans. Thanks again to our expert this month, Vivian Tanafrancia, for taking the time to talk with Studio Classroom about one of the world's most popular drinks, coffee. Anytime one of us learns how to make a better cup of coffee, the whole world becomes a better place, don't you think? Friends, please find time to relax this weekend, perhaps with a cup of coffee, and we'll see you all on Monday. Bye-bye, everyone.
听力课堂, 听class.com